Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to come together even on this miserable weather day. Thank you for the people who have come, and we lift up and pray for the people who couldn't make it this morning for one reason or another. We ask for your blessings to be upon them and to keep them safe. And what a joy it is to be able to come and to look and see how you had reconciled the world to yourself through Jesus Christ. And the Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, when I got to go home to be with the Father, he told the disciples, but I'm going to send one greater than I. Go and wait for the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit came, our perfect mediator. And that the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit coming, it allows us to open our hearts for him to come in. You see, the Holy Spirit will never be anywhere that he doesn't want to, that where nobody wants him or not invited. The Holy Spirit will come in. And that's how we develop that personal relationship with the Lord. So if you've never made that decision for Christ, just say, Lord, I want to have peace in my life. And if you're everything that they say that you are, come into my life and be Lord over it too. And when that happens, I can assure you, you'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Or sometimes we have a tendency to even drift away from our faith. And we have to do like that referee whistle and just say, whoa, stop. I need to recommit, Lord. And he's faithful to do that. Or looking for a church home, we pray that you would consider Bethel United Methodist Church. Not a perfect church by any means, but a church that's full of love and grace for many, many, many years. 1834 to this date. What a wonderful time to be able to know that the Holy Spirit has been alive and well in this church, and a welcoming church, a forgiving church, and a church of fellowship. And we give you the glory this morning in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.